Welcome to your journey in life and health coaching. Unlocking your potential through research and mentorship. Welcome to our self-guided online lesson designed for women aged 28 to 50 with bachelor's and advanced degrees who aspire to become certified life and health coaches. This program is crafted to empower you with the knowledge, skills, and confidence necessary to excel in the field of coaching. As you embark on this transformative journey, we will focus on the importance of research and mentorship in shaping your coaching practice. The role of research in coaching excellence research is the foundation of effective coaching. Grounding your methods in evidence-based practices ensures you are equipped with the latest insights and strategies to support your clients. Engaging with research faculty provides valuable knowledge and resources in human behavior, health, and wellness. This knowledge strengthens your credibility and expertise, allowing you to make a lasting impact. The power of mentorship in coaching development. Mentorship offers personalized guidance, real-world experience, and professional support. A mentor helps you navigate challenges, refine your coaching style, and foster professional growth. With a strong mentor, you are not just learning, you are stepping into a leadership role in coaching. By combining research and mentorship, you create a fulfilling and impactful coaching practice. The importance of mental health in coaching. Mental health is a critical component of effective coaching. It influences how we think, feel, act, handle stress, and make decisions. For women aged 28, 50, work-life balance, relationships, and societal expectations can significantly impact mental well-being. Understanding these nuances allows you to tailor your coaching approach to meet the unique needs of your clients. When clients feel mentally healthy, they are more likely to engage fully, embrace change, and pursue their goals. A coach's awareness of mental health challenges enhances their effectiveness in mentorship roles. Common mental health challenges faced by women. As a coach, it's essential to recognize and support clients facing mental health challenges such as anxiety. Clients may experience worry, restlessness, or difficulty concentrating, which can impact goal achievement. Depression. Feelings of inadequacy, sadness, or hopelessness may stall progress and engagement. Imposter syndrome. Many women doubt their accomplishments, fearing they will be exposed as a fraud. Work-life balance struggles. Juggling career, family, and personal aspirations can lead to burnout and stress. Perfectionism. Unrealistic expectations may lead to procrastination, self-criticism, and low self-esteem. By being aware of these challenges, you create a trusting environment and offer effective strategies for mental well-being. Mental well-being. Strategies for coaches and clients. Prioritizing mental well-being is key to long-term success in coaching. Here are effective strategies for coaches and clients. Foster self-compassion. Encourage self-kindness and help clients acknowledge their achievements. Promote work-life balance. Teach clients to set boundaries and prioritize self-care. Introduce mindfulness practices. Meditation, deep breathing, and journaling can reduce stress and enhance clarity. Set realistic goals. Break down large goals into manageable steps to prevent overwhelm. Facilitate networking. Building professional connections offers support and mentorship opportunities. Address imposter syndrome. Help clients challenge negative self-talk and reinforce their capabilities. Encourage positive affirmations. Creating and repeating empowering statements strengthens self-confidence. Monitor progress and adjust plans. Regularly review progress and adapt coaching strategies as needed. These practices empower clients and foster a healthy coaching environment. Building trust and open communication. In coaching to build trust, coaches must create a safe and supportive environment. Be approachable and authentic. Share your own experiences when appropriate to foster relatability. Practice active listening. Show genuine interest by paraphrasing and reflecting on clients' thoughts. Encourage open dialogue. Ask open-ended questions to help clients explore their thoughts and goals. Provide constructive feedback. Focus on behaviors and solutions, not personal attributes. Check in regularly. Ask for feedback on the coaching process to ensure alignment with client needs. Establishing strong rapport enhances client engagement and long-term success. Self-care practices for coaches. Coaching requires emotional resilience. Prioritizing self-care is essential for sustained success. Establish boundaries. Define clear work hours to prevent burnout. Engage in mindfulness. Daily meditation and breathing exercises reduce stress. Stay active. Exercise supports mental clarity and well-being. Foster a support network. Surround yourself with peers and mentors who understand coaching challenges. Prioritize rest. Aim for 7-9 hours of quality sleep each night. Invest in professional development. Attend workshops and conferences to continue growing. Reflect and journal. Write about coaching experiences to process emotions and track progress. Schedule downtime. Make time for hobbies and relaxation to recharge. By prioritizing self-care, you enhance your effectiveness and longevity as a coach. Final thoughts: the importance of research and mentorships. You pursue certification, the credibility of your program is crucial. Take time to research faculty credentials to ensure you are learning from experienced professionals. Seek mentorship and support networks to apply your knowledge effectively. Your investment in education is an investment in your future as a coach. Revisit this lesson whenever you need a refresher and explore other resources to continue growing your expertise. Your journey as a life and health coach starts today. Empower yourself, inspire others, make a difference.